Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Carl Esprey, CEO of Contango Holdings. Welcome back, Carl. It's been a while.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. How's things with you? I mean, obviously there's been a great update. I think, you know, the market seemed to sort of welcome it initially. There was a good reaction on the met coal offtake being signed. Do you want to talk listeners through how significant this news is for Contango?
Yeah, well, it's been a very busy few months. As you can imagine, the construction is ongoing in Zimbabwe. And as I've intimated in the past, we're in discussion with many off-takers. As the construction moves towards finalization, obviously the off-takers take the potential off-take much more seriously. So that's why we're seeing this announcement now. Plus, you know, we remain in discussion with other off-takers for other bits of our products. And as we expand, we expect to be selling further off-takers in the area.
This really is a bit of a game changer, really, Carl. Ultimately, you know, this is going to produce revenue by the end of the year. And what sort of quantities of revenue are you expecting on an annual basis just from this one off-take agreement?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's a total game changer. As you recall, in the past, I was always cautious about the met coal market within Zimbabwe. Not that there isn't one, but that the pricing is quite a lot lower than the international markets. This off-take reflects great demand for coking coal in South Africa at the moment. So the off-takers, all the off-take product will be purchased at our mine and transported into South Africa, where there's a big shortage of met coal. The revenue from this contract alone will be circa $14 million a year and margins of around $9 million of EBIT. So very, very profitable. And obviously, we can talk about how that expands. We can both expand the met coal production of the mine itself, as well as we've said in the past, moving downstream into the coke production, which has much higher margins as well and a different market.
So basically, this offtake agreement is they're going to be picking it up from you guys, and on picking it up from the site, they basically will be then liable and pay for it. Yes?
Yes, that's right. So they're already a large purchaser of coal within Zimbabwe. They buy from the Wangi area from multiple coal producers, and they bring a lot of that into, they actually purchase coke as well, and they bring that into South Africa. So they'll be buying it at our mine gate. And then all the onward logistics will be handled by that.
You must be pleased about that.
Yes, of course. I mean, obviously, there's some margin that they'll be taking for that, but it also allows us to concentrate on expanding the mine and without having to expand into a whole logistics business at the same time. As things move in the future, we can look at expanding up our logistics team. But for now, it's a great contract to sign. It allows us to start the mine, start revenues as quickly as we can, and then concentrate on expansion.
Yeah, and I understand there was a loan that was created from the some of the major shareholders. So tell us a little bit about that. Obviously, it wasn't the time to issue equity. So this seems like a very sensible and helpful way of protecting shareholder value.
Absolutely. A lot of the largest shareholders who visited the site have a lot of confidence in the project, actually visited some of the customers as well and the off-takers. Instead of raising equity at highly dilutive prices, we structured this as a shareholder loan in order to get us further down the path.
Do you see that the company's ever been in a better situation than it is now?
No, we're very, very excited by this. And I think, you know, there was a time when people thought that there was no coking coal market. I mean, obviously, there were comments I made that was responsible for some of that. And that meant that we had to raise all the capital in order to produce a coke battery. This puts us in a position where we will be cash flow positive and generating large margins. And we can use the cash from that to expand into our coke battery. Because the goal still is to build our own downstream coke production. There's a huge market for coke and the margins are much higher for coke.
But this can all be done through profit based on the propositions that you've got. Is the potential for either this offtake agreement to be increased or other offtake agreements to come into play, or is that something you can say anything about?
Yes, we are talking to other off-takers, and it'll become quite a competitive bidding war for any expansion that we do post this off-take. It's a very, you know, as I think I've always said in the past, that off-take agreements are academic until you start building the mine, and then suddenly everyone's competing for the coal tonnage because there is a shortage of coking coal and met coal in the Southern African region. So there are lots of people looking to buy. We even have off-takers looking at taking and exporting some of our coal through various ports.
Yeah, there's such a huge margin on it, isn't there? So I mean, what sort of roughly price of production have you got? Because, I mean, I know in Lubu, you're literally sticking a digger in and digging it up in most cases. So
yeah, but the cost for washed metallurgical coal is around the $40 mark. So of course, as you said, the digging cost, the blasting cost is not the major cost. It's the yield loss and the washing. And if you're getting it purchased at the mine gate, obviously you don't have to worry about the onward transport. If we're shipping it to a port, the large percentage of the cost will be the trucking cost to get it to a port. Depending on which port you go to, it's about 1,000 kilometers. So there's almost $100 to $120 of cost in trucking alone. But the price at the ports in Africa is north of $300 a ton. So you can do the maths. There's a huge uplift in margin to get it to a port and access that international market. But obviously, we're going to need, you know, there's a big logistical challenge to get it there for us.
So you could basically close to double the margin that you're looking at from this particular offtake if you can get it to the ports, is what you're saying.
Yes, and we are in discussions on that basis at the moment.
Well, I see you're at the start of a revenue stroke profit journey now. And, you know, before we were talking about ifs and buts, now we're not talking about ifs and buts. So, you know, we wish you the best of luck and hope, you know, this is a ride that is going to continue. Because right now, based on what's going to happen in 6 or 7 months' time, the valuation that we see on Contango now looks, I don't want to use the word ridiculous because that's our friend in Ireland's term, but it's
ridiculous. Like, yeah.
It's not wise, basically, to say that a company that's going to have $10 million of EBITDA per annum come the end of the year is worth 16 million market cap with 10 million EBITDA, and probably this time next year will have probably one or two times the size of its current market cap as EBITDA. That seems a bit crazy. So
it's our job to kind of prove and mitigate each of the risks in the project. I think there was concerns that we would never start building. So we started the process of construction, concerns we would never start mining. Then we put out the announcement that we've started to mine and stockpile. There was obviously a lot of concern that there was no market for our product. We've now shown that there is a market and a healthy market for our product. And so, you know, at some point when one mitigates all the potential headwinds, then I think that'll give a nice runway for the stock to appreciate into where it should be to value such a good revenue and earnings stream. So, you know, hopefully we'll get more runs on the board over the coming weeks. And of course, this recognizes that this isn't a great market at the moment. So, you know, we don't take it too personally. But hopefully, you know, when things settle and some, you know, some of the issues in the market are actually positive for the coal price at the moment, as you can see, because it's the restriction amongst or the tension in Europe has actually led to lots of people coming to approach non-European and non-Russian producers of coal like ourselves.
The RNS to me looks like you've hit a six. You know, it's flying over the boundary, and I think the market took it like that. I think Phil's comment on the day was, in a not so crap market, he used a different word, but in a not so crap market, this would have bagged on the day. You know, I mean, it would have gone from 4.5 to 9p, I think, easy. So, you know, I think it's got a long way to go, and you know, we're cheering it now all the way because I think it's going to be where we said it was going to be. I think we have a target on it by the end of the year for 18 to 20p. Could be higher, but it should be there based on the revenues and the sort of things that we've talked about. And we haven't even mentioned the other things, and we're not going to today, but we're going to talk about the gold and maybe the advancement of coking batteries, et cetera, et cetera. In another interview when we will talk about those in more depth.
Absolutely.
Thanks again, Carl S. Bray, CEO of Contango Holdings. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.